Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Urban with host Felicia Bradshaw and Urban Grapevine Magazine Project, your number one source for the hottest author in urban fiction talk. Get put on. Yes. Book it at let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. Boom.
Hey, welcome to the PAD. This is Donna B.
And this is Chris Renee.
I was going to say, hang up on Chris.
No, my throat hurting a little bit. I'm a little sick.
Your throat hurts.
Donna, don't say nothing nasty. I'm a little under the weather. Not to the place with you.
Whatever. So, okay, so today's guest today is Girl Johnson and Avery Good. This is going to be a very interesting show. But before we get to all that, how was your day, ma'am? Anything interesting happened?
Nothing really. Like I said, I've been a little sick, you know, a little snotty, throat a little scratchy.
You're snotty?
Yeah, not like I'm on heroin or nothing like that, just... You know, a little snotty. I don't know what's going on. I just haven't really been feeling good, so nothing going on for real. What's up with you?
Girl, you know, I live vicariously through everybody else. So ain't nothing happening on my end either. But you throw me off now. What's your name, Daphne? That's the number right there. I'm live. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
I'm
I know,
sorry.
Donna,
I got a house full of people, and they throwing me off my square. I truly apologize. But anyway, let's go to this bullshit bucket, because I got a few things to add to the bullshit bucket, a few people that I know personally to add to this bullshit bucket. They just got added in the last 10 minutes. So,
oh, my God, within the last 10 minutes?
Yes, in the last 10 minutes, they was added to the bullshit bucket. First of all, this young lady in my house says, oh, my God, I did something real nasty. And I'm like, I'm thinking she's going to say this, like she got down and dirty, like she got real. Because you hear me? This bitch talking about something. I finally got ate out with the dildo inside of me, too.
Like, that's a big step for some people.
Did you hear them crickets? Because I did the same crickets. I was like, what? That's what you did?
That's a big step for some people. I'm proud of her.
That is not a big step, bitch. Stop. Don't play with her emotions, because I'm really upset about this.
I'm clapping for her.
You clapping for her? Did you just play the applause?
Yeah, the applause. Yeah, let me play it again for her. Go ahead, auntie.
I did not say it was my auntie. You had to put her on blast. Like, I kept that part out.
Wait a minute. It's a whole bunch of aunties. It ain't the crazy auntie that's going to call in my boo thing. But I ain't going to say no name. It's this other auntie that live in Canada. She here from Canada.
Canada? She's from Atlanta. Where you get Canada?
For my phone? Man, why don't you tell her real information?
The real information? This is about Canada, though. You threw me off.
Girl, you stupid. Okay, so we got auntie in the bullshit bucket.
Okay, I got one more person to put in the bullshit bucket. But I got to do this bullshit bucket right here. So the uncle-in-law calls and tell her that he stopped at a karaoke bar. This motherfucker spilled. Can you hear me? What's that noise? Get out of the room with me. Christmas? Hello?
What happened? Can anybody?
Oh, shoot. Here we go. Hello?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? It's like somebody swimming. I can't hear nothing no more.
I can hear
it's
you
better.
Perfectly fine.
Okay. Something just happened that helped. But anyway, he said he was going to the karaoke bar, but this is what he said. This is how he spelled it. C-A-R space O-K-I-E. Karaoke was two different words at this moment in life. And it pissed me all the way off. Like, you a grown-ass man, is what you spelled?
it's not even spelled close to it, but
it's two different words. But I love karaoke so much that I knew what he was talking about, and I'm just like, nervous for this. I'm upset about but this.
In his defense, shout out to him
there ain't
for
no
letting
defense.
His woman know
ain't
where
no
he
defense.
Is. He let his woman know where he at, though. That's a
you're
big deal, dude.
Then you
could have
kept that out of
him if
you said you was with another woman.
You,
I know he would have spelled the other bitch name right or something.
You say he could have spelled pussy correctly.
Right.
Okay.
But anywho, what was you finna say?
Yeah, I don't have nothing to go in the bucket. Like, I normally see fuckery on a daily, like, every day. And surprisingly, no fuckery today. None this week. I guess because I've been sick and been under the weather, like I said, with this sore throat. So I haven't been able to look.
Okay, well, I got a couple. I got something else I can add into the bullshit bucket. You know, this shit is popping in my head. I'm looking at my little list here. Niggas that don't eat coochie are all the way up at the bottom of my bullshit bucket. I just want to say that, but I digress.
Do they
we
still
can move
create
on.
Them? Were they out there?
I didn't know they still made them.
Well, I'm sorry for their girlfriends if they do exist. I mean, I don't know what to say on that.
I'm sad for them. Like, I was shed one of them long tears for them. Because that's some bullshit. Okay. But anywho.
I don't think nobody out there doing it. I don't know. We're going to have to ask Miss Good or Miss Johnson about that when they get on the line. Because I think they know pretty much a lot about this conversation. The topic tonight is heads or tails. Which do you prefer? So,
you know my answer.
I know your answer, Jonna. Everybody knows your answer. Everybody knows you are the queen in the whole kingdom of Headland. That's where you live in Headland.
Pleasure. It's the best in the world. It's like it was sent down from God to just put my body at peace. Like,
see, what you're not
like,
going to do
like
is
that
bring
Zen
God
music,
into this.
That massage music, just go, oh.
That's how you
girl,
relax.
Ever. Yes, girl. Okay.
You know you're a complete
introduce
fool.
The guest, ma'am.
Okay, again, we have up tonight my label mate, my new good friend. I just met her in D.C. She's so super awesome. We contacted each other on Instagram, but never had a face-to-face, and I absolutely, positively love this woman, Miss Avery Good, the author of Pillow Princess. And you guys should know what a Pillow Princess is. If not, she'll tell you. And then your friend, he my friend too, Mr. 15 is what we named him, but technically his name is Daryl, but we like to call him 15.
And I suppose you all find out why we call him 15 during this interview, because you know I'm getting into those details for the young ladies on the line.
I hate her.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them home because I can't deal. I can't deal right now.
Hello, guys.
Daryl and Avery.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, welcome to the PAB.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Extra gentleman ass.
That's a Southern thing.
Men that
are
right
below the Mason-Dixon line. We like you being Southern and very nice and hospitable. We love that.
We love that. Okay, so let's go with Avery first. Go ahead and tell everybody who you are, what you write, what you do, what gets your rocks off, all that good stuff.
Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yay, me. My name is Avery Good. I call Atlanta my home. I write anything that floats my boat, pretty much what gets my rocks off. I would prefer to live in Headtopia, but I'm a firm believer in reciprocity. And
wait a minute. You want to live where? Headtopia.
In Headtopia.
Headtopia.
Headtopia. Is you inviting
yes.
people? Is you this place where you just get headed?
Absolutely. This is like
girl.
Yes, Headtopia. If you don't
you
get head,
you
can. I'm going to create this place. How about that?
Girl.
I think
hey.
There are enough of us out there who like to participate in the cunnilingus and the fellatio. So, yeah, that's enough of us out there. We can just have us a nice little place, Headtopia. We'll have cunnilingus lane.
The hell up.
Cunnilingus lane, fellatio boulevard.
Oh,
how about
what?
That? Absolutely. Yes. We just going to go there.
I may pass through. Hey, how y'all
well,
doing?
Well, we accept all
the membership. I'm going to be like Tina Turner. I'm going to be this motherfucking, I'm going to be my whole citizenship there. What are you talking about?
Yes, but I'm a real cool person, very open, very honest. Some of my friends say that I don't have a filter, but I've been working on that in my old age. But, I mean, I don't know. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And some people you just don't need to have a filter with. Some of them need to just be told.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Mr. Daryl, 15, let them know about you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Daryl Johnson. I write erotica that good old fashioned sheet gripping, pillow biting, switch weave out shit. That's what I write. Let's see.
Don't pull the weave out. Is he in that right spot? The weave can be pulled on. That's just me. But,
yeah.
You know.
I'll pay to get it fixed. Ain't no issue.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you're paying to get it fixed. Carry on.
That's all that matters, huh?
Yeah, that shit ain't cheap. Just carry on.
Yeah, I'm a country boy from the backwoods of Washington County, Georgia. Population very small. You got
wow.
more light poles and pine trees than we got people. So,
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Like it's all kind of stuff happening in the country. You don't have to, you know, trying to dumb it down, but it ain't nothing to do to but
yeah.
have sex. So.
Nothing to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miss Avery. Oh well,
yes,
Christina ma'am. Crystal X. If y'all don't know, Crystal X is. I said X is Lord. Crystal asks the author type questions. You know, when I get tired of hearing them, you know, I cut in with my questions.
She butt
like,
in, but
you know,
I'm the angel in this whole
really
operation.
Is, you know,
okay. So I'm going to
let her
well,
do
I guess
the author
how,
interview.
How we'll do this is that when I ask the question, Avery will go first. I'm pretty sure Daryl, being the southern gentleman that he is cool with that. And then you'll answer the same question. We never had two authors at the same time, so y'all kind of like breaking us in right now, taking our double author virginity. So,
all right.
Yeah, that's what y'all doing right now. So this is a foursome, first time for everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Avery.
Somebody gonna be good then.
Now, we don't like this because, see, Daryl the only man, so you winning in this situation, actually.
Absolutely.
No, that means I got to put in extra work, and that's not necessarily winning.
I mean, you a little thick. You got the energy to do it. You like you got a strong back, so you be all right.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a strong back.
He does. And you know what, Daryl? I do have some Wheaties.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I keep a box in my pantry. I got Wheaties. We
got
good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we good.
Okay.
We're very good.
Games begin then.
Wait a minute. Did the question get asked? How did y'all went all
no.
the subject? Y'all
yeah,
talking about it. People talk about me.
We're sorry. We digress.
They got real nasty real quick. But
right.
I want you to tell everybody, like, how did you get your start writing? Like, actually, well, I know a lot of us started writing early on, but how did you become an author to publish your first book? We could say that.
Well, I was fortunate enough. I met this young man named Shannon Holmes. He writes. I met him. I told him that I had this book idea. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, you need to let me, you know, check out your stuff. So I did. He really liked it. And I guess basically the rest was history. It was really kind of easy. I didn't have, you know, a whole lot of hula hoops to jump through or anything like that. But my first book was published in 2009. It's called Dishonest. And I just need to let you guys know I do write truth fiction. So even though, you know, it has this fiction label, my stories are about somebody that is either me or somebody really close to me. I just changed the names to protect the guilty. That's all.
Mm. Yeah, okay, we got a few questions for you, ma'am.
I most definitely got some questions about Pillow Princess. But you go ahead, Daryl, and tell everybody how did you get your story in writing. How did you become, you know, publish your first book?
Well, I started writing in high school because I used to stutter real bad. That's the only way I'd be able to get a female's attention without them laughing at me too much. So I'll write some slick down on paper, and then that just sparked the interest enough to look over my stuttering until I got comfortable enough. Then, you know, I took a little state funded vacation, and I did a whole lot of writing for other inmates and made money that way. And then when I got out, I was like, shit, this writing shit might be profitable. So I kept doing it.
Okay.
Right on. And what was the name of your first book?
The first one was a book of poetry titled Mental Penetration.
Mm-hmm. Look,
I'm
talking about
penetration.
Right.
Mental penetration.
Nothing like
that
it.
That sounds wonderful.
Sometimes that's better than the actual physical penetration, that mental penetration. But
yes,
okay.
I will agree with that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when y'all sit down to write, like, is there something that you need in the room with you? Like, for me, I have to have something to drink because I like the taste and I also like the way it put my mind. So is
mm-hmm.
there something that, like, you have to have when you sit down and write?
For me, I have to have, you know, my drink handy, but I don't, you know, imbibe. I have a 2 liter of Mountain Dew and a champagne glass.
What?
Mountain Dew and a champagne glass.
Yes, I mean, you know, I'm like,
that's
why
fancy.
In the hell? Right, why would I sit up here and have, I had a housewarming and they gave me all of these glasses. I don't drink. I'll never have an opportunity
oh, you don't
to
drink.
Use them. Yeah, so, well, you know, when we
oh,
were
I
at the mixer, I had the orange juice. So
I was wondering. Made me feel like
yeah.
the devil was sitting in there because I'm sitting there drinking all kind of Ciroc and you sitting there with orange juice and shit.
Oh, no.
And remember,
what?
I had the big ass bottle of Ciroc in my purse.
Didn't
you
have
a gallon
judgment.
Of Ciroc? Yes, but let me tell you, this is a no judgment zone because when me and my friends go out, I'm generally the one who's carrying their stuff in under my breast because I could put like a 2 liter of soda under the Wonder
what?
Twins and no one would ever know that they're there. I promise you, I have to
girl,
show
you
when I see
up.
You.
Girl, where the hell was you at when I spent all that money in D.C.? I paid $15 for one shot. I needed them Wonder Twins.
Yes, I don't, my friends don't generally pay for anything, but this is the crazy thing. When we do go out, I'm a drink magnet. I don't care what this dude look like. He could be fine, ugly, fat, tall, whatever. Hey, baby, can I buy you a drink? And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't drink. They're like, girl, get that drink for me. So dudes just, I don't know what it is. They just love buying me drinks or whatever. I'm like, yeah, y'all want to get me drunk so y'all can see what these things really look like, but no.
Girl, you don't move your ass to St. Louis and come out with me every weekend.
Oh my gosh, I have to. I want to come up there and kick it with you guys. Grab something in the car in a minute and go anywhere.
Okay, well, Daryl, the same question to you, sir.
Okay, so Daryl, what about you?
I got distracted thinking about the Wonder Twins. They're on
Walk. Oh, sorry.
Same question to you.
What was the question again? What do you have to have when you're writing next to you? Is it a, you know, a glass of wine?
Right.
What is it?
Definitely big ass cup of crushed ice and like any type of chocolate candy.
Okay.
Well, my ambiance, everybody know, I already explained, man. I need Criminal Minds on the TV. I need my Thot Juice close by and R. Kelly whispering in my ear. That's my ambiance.
Now, look at
that. That's too much. All them different voices going on in my head. Plus,
I'm
trying to figure out what this character trying to tell me.
You know, I got ADD. So all that keep me focused. For something like that, keep me focused. Like if I don't have that going, I can't concentrate. I get right off block. But if I look up and see, you know, somebody's throat getting sliced, I'd be like, oh, that's what I was writing. You know.
Mm.
Yeah. So you know, it keeps me focused.
That's so good. That's too much going on for me. I just need my drink, maybe some music, and a candle. Cause you know I'm a sucker for candles. You know I'll be trying to act like I'm so hard, but I am a sucker. With some romantic, stupid shit. But, okay, that's, I don't even want to get in my feelings about it tonight.
Okay, so.
Anyway.
Is Demar, your book questions, or you got some more book
no,
questions?
No, we're not done with book questions. Oh,
man, shit, damn it.
I You see, when we done with your book questions,
we need to find out what they feel about the bullshit bucket.
What did they feel about
the bullshit
bucket?
We even got to that part yet. That ain't part of you. Mm-hmm. We still talking about books. Are we done talking about books? We can get back to the bullshit bucket then.
No, I'm going back to them books. She thinks she's slick. She doesn't.
Okay, well, does you writing erotica, do you ever get horny? Can I ask that question? That's about their book, right?
Yeah, that's about the book.
I think that's fair. I mean, I do, but I was taught that if whatever you're writing, if you're not feeling it, then your reader isn't going to feel it either.
So have you ever had to stop writing and either
and
masturbate or flat on top or flat on a pole? Which do you do? Or flat on the face? I don't know what's your preference. I mean, I got a little glimpse of Pillow Princess. So, yeah. You slide on a pole or you slide on the face?
Well, see, let me tell you what had happened was when I'm going through and I'm feeling a certain way, I have a spinning chair at my desk, and so when I'm writing, my ex-boyfriend, he's from the Lou, but I don't know what we got going on, but he would be here, and I'd be like, oh, my God, this is just really driving me crazy, and he'd be like, do you need me to massage you? And I'm like, yes. So then I'll spin around in my seat. I don't wear panties. And I just spin around in my seat, and he'll get down on his knees, and he takes care of me. And then after I nut and he swallows, I spin around, and I go back to typing.
Girl, girl, giving you a fucking high five from way over here. Did you get it? Bam!
Wait, she need a round of applause for that.
You the real MVP. I ain't lying.
That's
what the hell I'm talking about.
You know, like, daddy, come handle your business, and then spin on back around and get the tap, 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 tap.
Yeah,
you awesome.
Gone back to writing.
Fucking
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome song. Now, how about
take
you
care of each other that way? It's ain't over there in his own world.
Right, he's
zoned
out.
I'm listening. No, ma'am. I'm listening.
Well, you're supposed to be talking. I asked, like, what about you? Have you ever gotten so horny? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
like,
man. This is a detailed show. We don't want no yell.
Yeah. Like this good said, if I don't turn my cell phone, then ain't no point in me even writing no more.
And
there's come a time where you got to pause for the calls and rub one out and refocus.
That is true.
Okay.
I'm all for the rub one out. Mm-hmm. I'm all for the rub one out.
Is you team masturbate? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. I'm team masturbate. For all you team masturbators out there.
I salute you. Not applause. See the applause. Lord.
Okay.
Lord.
Okay, so when you're writing your erotic scenes, where do you draw your inspirations from? Like, where do you get your nasty, like, at that moment?
Well, I initially start from experience, you know, and then mm-hmm. I just draw on some, you know, I try to draw out, you know, some of my best experiences. And then for, like, things that I don't know a lot about, I thank God for YouPorn. I love that site. But for things that I don't know about, I mean, I'll just go on this little porn site that's free, and they have, like, all these videos, and I just are like, okay, I'm going to try that. So, you know, I get, you know, hopefully I've got enough experiences that I can draw off of. But, I mean, if not, you know, I'll revert to my imagination and then, you know, the visual art. Because I'm a voyeur. Let me just put out there, I love to watch. I love to watch.
Okay. You be clowning. You be clowning. What about you, 15? Because, see, I can't wait. Yeah. Okay, what about you, 15?
You know, I got pretty much the same as she does, except for I got more with porn, and I found IXXX. That's my site. You click on anything you think of, it's on there.
IXXX, I ain't never heard of this one before. Hold on, let me get a pen and a paper.
IXXX.com. Yeah.
That's the one
I already messed up. My phone already janky because of it.
Oh,
so I shouldn't.
It's virus free. I heard about that, and my condolences. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna take up a love offering and get to a new one. Yeah, we're gonna pass the hat in Harlem.
we got to send Gangsta Lane to my phone.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
This phone's dedicated.
IXXX has never let me down. Yeah. No. Virus free.
Okay. I'm over here right now. She won't let me sing tonight. I just keep telling her I can sing something, and she just refuses to let me sing and let me be great and let me be the star that I'm destined to be with my singing
ability. I want you to shine bright, my love, but not on
like
TV.
A diamond.
You're not going to sing. You're not going to sing.
Well, yeah, go ahead and sing.
No, her rap career ended in seventh grade. We're going to leave. What was your name? C to the R to
classy
the I,
C.
K period.
That was classy C to the period.
Girl, good day.
Listen, if I get enough liquor in me, I can spit the hottest bars, but, you know. You know that. Can we do the bullshit bucket now? You know, that's
yes,
my favorite
ma'am.
Thing.
Yes, ma'am. Recap on this bullshit bucket.
Yes. We may pull some of the things out of archives for them, too, because some of the bullshit book has been so epic. I'm dying to hear what they think about
it. Oh, what they think about the bullshit bucket? Because you know my favorite one to pull out, but I'm not going to pull it out this time.
God.
I'm going to let you pull out whatever you want to pull out the bullshit bucket.
Okay. Well, I was watching this flick or whatever on Facebook, and it started out with a girl. She had a mask on, and you know, he all like, "You my bitch," and she like, "Yeah," and he like spanking her, and then he get on her back, and then when I'm looking, I'm like, oh my damn, okay. But then when I'm listening, they're playing "Take Me to the King"
mm-mm.
in the background. Yeah, "Take Me to the King" in the background. I'm like, now why in the fuck would you be getting spanked to take me to the game? And see, our bullshit bucket is basically stuff is just complete fuckery that we see that we put in this bullshit bucket. It's not supposed to come back out, but I want your take on it. If you was in the mood and you getting it and somebody started playing gospel music, what would that do for you?
I would probably start repenting, be like, "Hila Bashoba, ha-na-na-na-na." Yeah, I see. Be like, "Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry." Yeah, that's what I would, I mean, oh my God, I couldn't.
Shoot. And it was real vulgar. Like, he made her, he was like, "You a donkey, bitch, make donkey noises." And she making all these donkey noises, but Tamala Mann is just singing her heart out about going to the king in the background.
Lord.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Okay, Donna, you can pull your favorite one out the bucket. I know she died, too, anyway.
I can pull it out.
Okay.
You pull it out.
So, you know, I was watching porn, of course, on my phone at this time. And this dude, he like getting this girl. He fucking her good. She yelling, yes, 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 yes. And then, you know, they white folks. So I'm seeing the hand going in and in and in. Next thing you know, they pull back. It's this nigga's arm in her asshole. Like, he's straight punching her colon. Like, what
yeah, they
fuck?
Call
like,
that fisting.
Yeah, it's fisting. Yeah, I know the name of it, ma'am. I'm just saying. Why would you want someone fist in your rectum?
Why would it fit, though? That's the question.
Hey.
Why does it fit? That means you have had so much stuff off in there, because after you use it so much for that purpose, after so many penises go in there, it actually will stay big.
There is no need for penis anymore. You have to, once you get fisted, you have to continue with this fist.
Absolutely.
You're not even going to feel the penis no more, because your anus muscles don't tighten back up.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
So why would
it does not?
Has anyone ever asked you to help them out with that situation on 15?
Hell no. Both of y'all know me, man. I got these catcher's mitts on the end of my wrist.
Yeah, you
do. Yes, it ain't gonna be no good for nobody at all. No.
Okay. Well. Okay, y'all. People who listen. His name is Daryl, but we named him 15 when we met him in D.C. because you ain't never seen him. This is a really thick guy here. And, like, he wore a size 15 shoe, and his hands look like they'll pick you up by your head and carry you across the street.
That's fucked up.
With ease.
That's fucked up.
With
yeah.
ease.
He
like,
looks like if
nope.
he fist you, he'll give you a hysterectomy.
Girl, he put snatching out all your internal organs if he put his fist in you.
Yeah, you will be no
more. All them internal organs is gone. You're done.
Hmm.
Put like
but
15
anywho.
Hands together and there's one of his.
Whoa, time out now. Shit. I got feelings.
Ain't no time out. You got what?
Yeah, you ain't gonna talk about me like that now. No, that ain't gonna work.
No, them some big ass.
Well,
I will knock
a
nigga
a
out
thing, sir. Never said it was a bad thing, but I'm just saying. Hey.
Okay, so. Then we're done with the bullshit bucket.
Yeah, Jay.
You can
get
loose.
No, this
is,
I am
this
not.
Her
favorite
I am
being.
I am being
good.
Collars on her first, though.
Okay, well,
see.
You go ahead.
Let's see who a 201. I think I know who this is. Let me make her go live. She's probably gonna be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
She like to talk. Rashida. Oh, she quiet tonight. Let me hear that. I think I know who this person. Let me see. 910, you're on. Who is this?
This is Honeybee.
Hi, Honeybee. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We are wonderful, girl. Hey, thanks for listening.
Why are you calling Daryl like that? Y'all know Daryl ain't about to fist nobody.
No.
He better not. He wouldn't volunteer to do that.
Nah, that's a big hell no. No.
Do you have any questions for the author?
No, no questions. Just want to call in, support Daryl. That's my boy right there.
Yeah.
Well,
appreciate
thank
that,
you for listening in. Continue to listen.
All
we
right.
Just getting started. We just getting started. We got about an hour left. Things haven't gotten
yes,
crazy
yet.
Not yet. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you back on hold. Rashida said click her back on. Her phone was on mute.
Oh, Lord. Here comes a little bit. This is my boo. This is my boo, Rashida.
Little Miss Sarcastic.
Oh,
hi, Rashida.
not long and sarcastic. You won't do anything.
Right, like
that.
Don't do her.
Don't do that, 15. Don't do that.
Hey.
Hey, Rashida.
What's going on?
How you doing, Miss Lady? Thanks for listening as usual.
So much stuff is going on right now. I'm just supporting. There's so much shit is going on in my background. I'm unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
But
you unbalanced? You've been drinking?
It, no. We gonna talk later.
Watermelon.
Okay. You got anything you want to ask our bullshit bucket, Rashida?
No. Not nothing.
You ain't seen nothing either? What's going on in the world?
I've been kind of laid back this week. This ain't been a good week for me.
Oh, okay.
We had to hear that. But we hope
the nastiness that Jonna got planned for tonight may perk you up just a little bit.
But why
yeah,
you
so
Jonna? Because Jonna, everybody knows that I'm the sweet and innocent one.
Crystal, you're fucking lying.
Where y'all go lying on me? Don't lie on me.
Uh-uh. Y'all don't put the auntie business out there. Y'all ain't right.
You know everybody go in the bullshit bucket. I don't discriminate on who you don't do dumb shit in front of me. I'm an author. You may make the book. You may make the magazine column. You most definitely going to make my Facebook page. And you may make the show, depending on how stupid it is.
All right, but listen. Once we put it in the bullshit bucket, it's done. Because I'm sick of taking you to the
some
king.
Of this shit I have to get other people's opinions about.
Mm-mm. We gotta put rest in peace on it. It's over.
It is supposed to be over, but that takes
it's
me to
over.
The king. I only brought that back up because I seen the full video yesterday when she got to making them donkey noises. It was like, ooh, ooh. I was out there.
Crystal, you should have called me so I could have seen this stupid shit right
there. I was like, you're not going to do my God like this. You just ain't going to go down. Pamela Mann did not go in that booth. And
that wasn't
her.
For the black Jesus. That was the white Jesus. They
had to be.
I couldn't do that.
But you know, we appreciate you calling. Rashida always calls in.
Put me back.
Yeah, get some coffee. She know I love when she say
coffee.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go get some coffee.
Oh, Lord.
For their own meal.
Okay.
I have one question before Jonna gets wild and loose tonight for the author here.
Don't keep blaming Jonna.
Okay, I want you to tell me, you guys, from your book, what is the most outrageous sexual thing you've ever written?
For me?
Yeah, for you, every
story. In my first book, I had a scene. It was like a necrophiliac scene. Not to say that no one knows what that is, but just in case some of the readers or the listeners don't, that's when a person has sex with a corpse, with a dead person. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about you? Cause I'm gonna skate on past that. That's
yeah. I'm gonna be quiet until they.
No, wait a minute. Wait. 15. Please wait. I gotta know about this scene. Please tell me how the hell. What happened? What did you write in the scene? What happened?
Well, the guy, he actually beat her to death. And she was dead, head was busted open, but he was, like, so far gone. He was wet, you know. He was, like, so far gone. He didn't realize that she was dead, and he was just talking to her and, you know, oh, yeah, you like this shit, take this, you know. And he was shoving his dick in her mouth, and he was like, yeah, you ain't never had it this far down your throat. And it was something.
Boy,
it was something to write.
Okay. Oh,
well, shit.
Right, because I mean, I done wrote some shit, but I don't think I went that far with the. I don't think I got into necrophilia. You know,
I
can't say it, but that
mommy.
Shit.
Somebody I ain't even no my shit would sound like some PG-13 shit.
Well, what is it? What is it, 15?
And I'm working on these little, you know, I always been fascinated by vampires and that whole little underworld subsect. So I'm working on a little something now about these vampires and all this bondage and, you know, but it ain't got shit on no damn necrophilia, I tell you that much.
Okay, I ain't never wrote no necrophilia either, but I've got some good ass sex things I've written. You ain't got no good sex things. You write poetry.
Yeah.
Don't get on here getting shy, nigga.
Man, my shit just regular. With the old vampires, you know, vampires, it's pretty much like if you were to take the Red Shoe Diary, if y'all old enough to remember that, it used to come on Showtime back in the day. Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak
and watch
Diary.
That when I wasn't supposed to be watching Showtime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you take the Red Shoe Diary and Twilight and mix them together, that's what I'm working on now. Yeah.
Oh,
everybody,
okay.
Fucking everybody. You know, you got the doms, the subs, the switches. Yeah. Everybody fucking everybody.
And they sucking each other's blood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't read this. I get scared. I can't do stuff like that. I get scared. I can't sleep at night. But I appreciate you writing.
She thinks
she's
not
like,
gonna read my new book, but she is.
If y'all
I'm waiting on
book,
that joint, actually, man. I'm waiting on that, man. I had to get the little picture and blow it up big on my tablet so I could read the synopsis. Yeah. But yeah, I'm copying that joint.
No, did you look at the trailer?
Absolutely.
The trailer scared the hell out of me. I don't like the trailer.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. If you could send that to me directly, that'd be awesome.
If you can go to my Facebook page, it's on there. And her Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? If you can go to www.facebook.com/Christian.
I've been on your Facebook page.
Okay. Time for the hot seat. This is a segment of the program where I or Chris Renee, but I'll be hosting it this time. I'm going to say a word. You have to say the first freakiest thing that comes to your head with only one word, and we have to keep the train going. And whoever says or mess up, they lose. You dig it? You got it?
Oh Lord Jesus!
Damn, I'm lost already.
Get your brains together. I'm going to start off with Avery. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let me focus. Because I haven't won. No, I did win. Who did I win against?
It wasn't Tainted Lucas nor Blacktop, I tell you that much.
Yes, it was. I'm going to deal with you. Okay. Okay. Toast.
Pussy.
Lick.
Suckable.
Not you yet, Durham.
My fault. I thought we were doing a little round.
Oh, I thought we were going in
a
round. No. I'm going to do her first, and then I'm going to do you.
Okay.
Y'all can't double team me. I ain't that functioning. You know, my brain don't work that good.
That sounds nasty, though. I'm going to do her first, and then I'm going to do. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I swear I would.
I'm ready.
Okay. Toes.
Head.
Nipples.
Cum.
Titties.
Butt.
Teeth.
Clit.
Okay, I lost. Wait a minute. Can I get a do-over? Because that was a mistake.
I guess.
Okay, wait a minute. No, that don't count. That don't count because, nope, that don't count. Okay. Toes.
Clip.
Knees.
Come.
Lick.
Suck.
Growl.
Fuck.
Moan.
Purr.
Dick.
Whine.
Eyes.
Suck.
Oh, shit. I said that already.
Lips. Then you said suck twice, didn't you?
I said suck twice. I said
you can't say
suck
twice.
I lied.
Donna beat
you.
Got him.
A round of applause for Donna because she never rarely wins.
I mean, I almost didn't win this round, but I pulled a little rank.
You did.
Okay. Donna and Earl.
Hey, be here with me. Speakerphone.
Okay. Let me wait till I'm not echoing in here.
Okay, so just to clarify some things, I can't say the same word twice. I can't say it all. Well, damn.
That's it. You can't say and you can't say the same word twice. You ready?
I'll try my best.
That's all you ask for.
Nipples.
Ass. Nose.
No, that ain't even freaky.
What a
snap. Wait, man. Nose.
I tried to get you to say arm.
No, you have to say the first freakiest thing.
Okay.
You say
first
nose. Cause
nose can go in between them. You know, the Wonder Twins.
I don't want nobody
like
nose
guy.
In my stuff.
Well, you put your nose where you want to. You're
supposed to breathe through your ears anyway when you're down there, right?
Hey, anyway, you have a point. You know what? You won that argument. So, Lord. Okay, so we're gonna do one more do over because the nose threw me off. You don't say nose, nigga.
I got you. I got you.
Okay. Eyes.
Soul.
Size.
Fight.
Lips.
Suck.
Clit.
Nibble.
Booty.
Smack. Smack.
Toes. Did I say toes?
Johnny, you lost. She got, and I'll tell you why she lost. She got thrown off with that clit nibble. She get on my nerves.
Yeah,
I
didn't
know
that's why I got stuck.
I lost.
Oh, shut up. You know that nibble stuff get to me. So, you know, okay. Okay, so the subject for the show is heads or tails, meaning
heads,
would you prefer?
I was just thinking about this song of the day.
So can I say what the
which one do you prefer?
I'm gonna talk about Uncle Luke.
Well, he the one that said head, and mohead. I'm just saying for you head lovers,
that should be my theme song. Oh, gotta know it. But anywho, heads and tails, meaning do you prefer head or tail? Not necessarily the bun, rim jobs and bun holes. We all know how I feel about that. But, yes, heads or tails. Avery.
Heads.
And why is
that? I already
that?
Told you about Headtopia.
Oh, girl, I want to go there so bad. Take me when
you go. I mean, there's really nothing like that type of stimulation. I mean, if they do it right, it's complete, total body pleasure. I mean, from your hair follicles to your tips of your toes, if they do it right.
And what do you consider
preaching to
it right, ma'am? You know how I feel about it. Like, there's like a hot mouth. Just hovering
what you
over.
Consider doing right, Avery? You more for licking or sucking?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, what do you consider doing right? Are you more for licking or sucking or a mixture of both?
I'm going to answer a question with a question, but have you seen these lips, though? That picture that I posted in the group, those are actually my lips. and they do some really good things and stuff. Like, you know, when I was out of a job, those lips kept me in my $1,500 a month apartment. I'm just saying.
I know that
I seen them because them motherfuckers like they could. What I seen up today that says them lips look like they could suck the nuts out of a Snickers bar.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? When my ex boyfriend, when he asked me, he was like, "So tell me, what is it like?" I say, "It's like marble through a straw. I could suck a marble through a straw." So, yeah.
Oh, damn,
God,
this is my hero.
I don't even have a penis, and I want to grow one just to see what that means.
I can suck. I can hold the marble to where it is literally like it's vacuumed on the tip of a straw, and I can walk around like that. I mean, I was at a baby shower, and we had this game where you have to, like, feed your partner or whatever blindfolded, and I was sucking the juice out of the bottle, and I sucked so hard the nipple popped inside the bottle. They have it on tape.
Oh, my damn.
It was a co-ed baby shower. The guys got up and left out of the room. They were like, yeah, can we? They gave us the church finger. Y'all know what the church finger is.
Yeah, you have one little finger. You tiptoe out.
Finger. Like, you can't be seen if you put that finger up. And they excused them because we'll be right back. But like I said before, you know, I'm a firm believer in reciprocity. I give very good head. So when you come to me, I need you to part my lips real slow, and then you lick on either side of my clit very slow. I keep it clean, and then, you know, you can wrap your lips around my clit and start nibbling a little bit with your teeth. Not hard, just enough to where I can feel that pressure.
Ooh.
And we're going to go from there.
Hmm. What she just said. Right
there. Listen, she the real MVP.
Daryl, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
The question is now to you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I think it was Pastor Troy that said, why fucking sweat when sucking dicks the same effect? So, yeah, I'm definitely a head doctor. Yeah. Definitely.
So you prefer head? Or you prefer to get head? Which one are you saying?
I'm
prefer
more of a
get
giver.
Head or you're more of a giver?
Yeah. Yeah. I've always been a cheerful giver. So yeah.
The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
And just say, bless his soul, huh?
Yeah.
Head with a smile.
I mean, that's
now, how about you, Crystal? Are you going to participate in this conversation?
Who?
Crystal
Renee. Oh, I'm here. I'm coming. I'm clutching my pearls.
No. What do you prefer, ma'am? We have to participate in this conversation.
Oh, my God. You know how I am. I rather give because I'm just a nice person like that.
You rather to give?
Yeah, you know that. We had this conversation, Jana.
Yes,
she
hates
when I say that. I rather do that because it's more for me than it is for him. But I enjoy it, you know, and I feel like every woman should, you know, be enthusiastic with it and go all in. Don't half-ass it. Don't embarrass us. All I know.
That's the shit I'm talking about right now.
Make it wet. Mm. Make it enjoyable. And don't use no fucking bill. Y'all watch too much TV. That Empire shit is stupid.
Girl, I hate that bill. That is... And what's so funny is, like, when I posted it on Facebook like that, I got damn near 1,000 likes on that damn bib. It's like,
but that's so
really
stupid. If she come to bed with a bib on, kick her childish ass out. She childish.
That just means she come to bed with a bib on with her hair pulled to a ponytail. That means she's about to get busy, right? I mean, that's what I would think.
Sometimes you don't have to pull your hair in a ponytail. When I have long hair, I don't. I like it down. She can pull it up. I'm like, I pull my hair back because I don't want her on the mall and fall everywhere, and you got to keep pushing it back.
I'm concentrating so hard on what I'm doing. I don't be thinking about no little minor details like that. You know,
I'm there for a goal.
Hey, sister.
I know.
Gotta focus.
I hope we gotta ask Donna because we already know she is the president.
Wait a minute. Why you don't want to ask Jonna? I'm not going to say nothing bad.
Jonna, you are the president, the full endorser of this. Go ahead.
I love the oral mouth pleasure. Yes, of everything. Of the clitoris, the anus, the toes, boobs, everything. With me from my toes to my forehead, bite and nibble in between. All of the above. But, I mean, like, I'm like, there's nothing like a hot mouth. Oh, my goodness. Mm.
Okay.
I went to a zone.
Like a hot mouth.
Girl, that hot mouth, like, just, your soul. Girl, I'm clutching my pearls over her. Yes, ma'am. Like, it just set, like, your soul levitate, and then it come back.
Mm. Be up there for a little minute looking down on you.
Girl, yes. You like that girl who said, who sent you here? Like, where you come from? Like, what's your motivation? What you trying to do to me?
Let me hop in and try to ask the callers whether they prefer heads or tails. We got 314-458. You are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. This is CJ,
hey,
and
I think this best friend.
I prefer to give, only because I had so many bad experiences of getting, like, you know, I get turned on by giving, and that's just, you know, I mean, I love to hear a man just, like, ooh, you know, moaning and, you know, running and all that. Yes.
Y'all know CJ. I know.
Oh, hey, CJ, girl. My girl.
Yeah, running.
What
oh, yeah. Huh? What you say? Oh, yeah. When is that good and you just want them and they want you to stop, or they push your head, hold on, wait a minute, wait, ooh, yeah. Maybe you ain't had that kind of
when CJ, when that stomach came in.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
had
that kind of head just, sir.
I don't know. Were you?
Oh, no, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just man up and take that shit. Ain't no running, no.
Oh, okay. It's been done too. Yeah.
But, I know that's okay. Right.
Do I have anything to ask?
We'll put you back in. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, put me back in. I'm. No, go ahead. I'll skip that. Go ahead, y'all.
Thank you. Have no more questions, best friend?
She said, put her back in. Let's go with 202. 487.
Is that
Diane?
202-487.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies.
This
is Rita.
Yes.
I knew
it. Hi, Shorty. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Thank you for listening.
We just
being
wonderful.
Good. I see y'all. Y'all cutting up.
Oh, Rita, we thought we was on our best behavior tonight.
Shit. Heads or tails, I like heads, I guess.
Well, what do you like?
So,
do
wait a
like
minute. Everybody
calls
heads,
like
they like heads. So, if y'all had to live and you only had one choice in life, like you couldn't say, oh, I don't want to choose. If they say you get one or the other or none, which would you choose?
Penetration or head?
Penetration.
Yes.
Penetration every time. Yes, Rita. Yes. Come on, preach to me. Me too.
Yes, I need something inside. Just touch me on the inside. That's just at the door. I need you to come inside the door and shake my world.
Yes.
Hey, I'm with you when you're right. Like, but that would devastate my whole world if I did have to make such a choice. Like, oh my God, I would be devastated.
Like, I couldn't even explain to you how devastated I would be. But I would choose penetration because, like I said, I do need that, you know, that beast in me. I got to feel it. I need some intercourse.
Yeah. That'd be tested on the inside.
What about you, Miss Avery? Because I know you want to go to Headtopia. Would you just choose head for the rest of your life?
You know what? I would, actually, because not every man, once they penetrate, not everybody know what they're doing. And so I'm more of a clitoral stimulant person. So, I mean, if you're in me, great, but I want to come every time. And you just simply being in me may not guarantee that.
And you just being on the outside, it may not guarantee it either because the nigga just down there and he don't know what the hell he's doing. I'm going to get a whole attitude about this situation, and you got to go. Because that's how serious I take my mouth pleasures. And if you don't know what you're doing, you got a problem.
I would probably be under the prison because if he was down there and didn't know what he was doing, I would stab him in his temple. See, because I'm angry like that. I'm like, don't mess with me. You know, that's what I'm a very
don't
sexual
go to
person.
Jail, don't go to jail, Avery. Just snap his neck with your thighs and then say it was an accident.
Yeah. That's just immediate dismissal. You got to go. We ain't got nothing else to rap about. I don't care how big your penis is. I don't give a fuck how deep your stroke is. If you ain't got no head game, we ain't got nothing to rap about. Because there's plenty of dicks hanging. Everybody can't give
true.
Head.
This is true.
That is true.
This is true.
Well, Rita, do you
have anything
to ask the authors?
No. Oh, because you know, we got all the way up, you know,
Rita.
You know,
yeah,
I
don't got left
this,
field
honey.
On you, Rita.
Rita's afraid.
Rita know by now. She know. Oh, Rita, while I got you on her, I'm sorry, y'all. This is off subject. So you didn't find my Eminem cover?
I did not.
Oh, my God. This girl's been talking about this Eminem cover since we left.
It has to be at the
I
hotel.
I bought it from Eminem World in New York. I need my cover.
Is it a blanket?
It's a little throw blanket with all Eminem. It's green with all Eminems all over it.
Tell somebody in the One Circle Hotel then gave that to one of their kids.
I brought it home. No, I brought it out. Don't
you
say
know
that.
What? I just, I'm off subject, but I just remember what I was putting in the bullshit bucket, not Zima razors. I almost severed a main artery on my right lip messing around with the Noxzema razors. I just want to say that.
Oh, Lord.
I just had to get that off my chest. So don't buy those Noxzema razors because they're not
right. We're just going
to
put shaving in the bullshit bucket because I called myself shaving my catastrophe for the very first time. Cut myself on the inside of my lip and burned my ass when I went to pee. And that's when I found out that I cut myself. So we're just going to put that in the bullshit bucket. May that razor rest in peace.
Rita, I'm putting you back on hold. These people are nuts. Thanks for calling me, Rita. You know we always appreciate
we love
support.
You, Rita. Love y'all, too.
We are. I'm just saying, yeah, that shaving is of the devil. John, I'm like, well, why don't you just nair it? Well, one time I naired it, and it took my skin off, too. So I'm walking around with a Freddy Krueger looking pussy. I'm like, I can't do that.
You leave it all too long.
Right. See, what you need to do is use VEET. VEET. It's a lot gentler than Nair. And then they have like this razorless razor that they put off in there. It's like this little plastic thing, and it helps get the hair off a lot quicker, and it's a lot gentler on your skin.
Yeah, because that was a mess. Jonna said I permed it too long. I hate her. I don't know.
She had a perm on her pussy for 10 minutes.
I hate her. She's so ignorant. It makes no sense.
Yeah, you gotta read the lips on that. So you gotta use the test area to see if it's coming off. You can't just leave it on there and then just watch. Yeah.
There is such a thing as
processing. This retard left a perm on her coochie for 10 minutes. Who does even the damn
is you got Kunta Kinte hair down there or something? Because even the bottle say six, yeah, 5 to 6 minutes.
Yeah, they give us a free hair. I'll be
stopped. I hate her so much, not Kunta Kinte.
No, wow.
I'm just saying, like, you know, the things I hear. Okay.
Oh,
so can we get back to the subject
talking.
At hand? What?
Sure.
Huh? What's the next question?
No.
Okay.
I want Avery to tell us a little bit about this book, Pillow Princess. A lot of people don't know what the title Pillow Princess means. So if you can tell them.
Wait a minute, before she do that, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but Crystal was telling me about this scene where somebody used a Cornish hen or a chicken or some shit.
Missing, deleted scene she was telling me about in D.C. Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, first, let's talk about the title, and then she could tell us about, you're so rude, John is so rude.
Yeah, okay, well, first let me tell you, Pillow Princess was initially supposed to be titled Psycho Dyke. That's what my title was, Psycho Dyke. Okay, let me just put it out there because that's what the book was about, these damn psycho dykes, right? But to be politically correct, we changed the title. Pillow Princess is basically the princess who lays back on the pillow and loves to receive, never gives. That's what a pillow princess is. They do not believe in reciprocity at all. To hell with those bitches. Yes.
Right.
But
death to them. Stone them.
Death to them. Absolutely. Yeah, we believe in reciprocity up in here. But the book is actually a true book. It's truth fiction. And, you know, like I said, I got the idea from my best friend named Goldie. If somebody knows her who's listening in, oh, well. You know, but she was gay, and she had a bunch of crazy gay chicks who she messed with. Like, real talk, if you see her, she looks just like a dude. I mean, my friend has, like, other than the fact that she has kids, she has no feminine characteristics. I mean, she even has that indentation at her waist where dudes have it, where that leaves down, you know, like how that little cut is on the Ken doll. Yeah, she got that. She got the Ken doll V. And I'm like, how in the hell? She has absolutely no breasts. I mean, she's androgyny at its best. And so I got the idea from her because, you know, she's like a player. And generally women who get into relationships with other women, you know, more than likely they've been scorned by some man or something like that. And we always think that the grass is greener on the other side, but when you flip grass over, you know it's dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other side of grass is really dirt. And,
I like the way you put that.
She did some crazy stuff, and so she would have this one particular psycho dyke named Christina who would follow her everywhere. But, I mean, I put a little spin on it. You know, my protagonist or antagonist, I guess, she's both. She's, you know, a little bit talented, you know, kind of like a MacGyver type of thing, you know, really good on disguises and coming up with, like, different things. And, yeah, she was crazy. She kidnapped this young lady who had fucked with her girl. And she was like, well, since you want something in you, you know, bitch, I got something in you, you know, something to put in you. And she put a Cornish hen inside of her, a frozen Cornish hen. She inserted it in, you know,
a
in her
one?
Vagina.
I thought it was melted. It was frozen?
No, I mean, but she let it was frozen at first, but she ended up leaving it, you know, off in there and stuff. And so that's unfortunately, I had to delete it. That really hurt my feelings because I tell you, when I tell you it was true, that really happened here in Atlanta.
You didn't delete it in real life, girl?
Wait.
This happened to somebody for real?
in real life. I'm sorry, can, what you say? How did they what?
Lord, please don't ever let a Cornish hen be able to fit up in my shed. I'm just talking about never. I just don't want it.
Well, I mean, you know a Cornish hen can fit up in your stuff. If you know, I have a baby, you know, so if it can come out, it can definitely go in. But,
That's yeah. It come out because it's supposed to do that at that moment.
Yeah.
I don't want
well,
to
it can,
right
it can go
life.
Back in.
We
have to include Daryl. He doesn't sleep to the back. Daryl.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to know if you got something is at least half. I mean, just tell us about your book, Daryl, because I need to smoke a damn cigarette now. Now I need to smoke a cigarette. A Cornish hen.
Yeah. I'll try to visualize a Cornish hen and trying to stuff that motherfucker back up in there, but. Anyway, let me get my thoughts together here.
My bad.
Yeah.
Right, because a Cornish hen fits in the
spot. Yeah, I'm finna Google Cornish hen Atlanta and see what pops up.
Really?
Because that's right down the road from you. I should have heard about that shit by now.
Well, I don't know if it was advertised, or publicized on the news, but I used to work at Grady, so let me, see all kind of stuff. I mean, I worked at this hospital in Oklahoma when one of our most prominent white men came in with a gerbil stuck up his ass. So, I mean, I've seen so many different things, and thankfully I'm able to write about it now.
Jesus, a gerbil. What is the gerbil? I don't even like gerbils.
Yeah, it's like a hamster with a tail.
I don't even like them. No. Now, you go ahead, Daryl. Come on. Give us something about your book. Your latest.
Tell us
right,
about
tell us.
What is your book? No. Tell us about, I don't know. I'm probably not going to, I'm going to turn his name up. Cunning Linguistic.
Cunning Language.
Because it's different. Tell us about this.
That book there is mainly just a collection of short stories. I separated it into three different sections, mild, wild, and I think the last chapter was Damn It Man. There's just, short stories ranging different shit that popped up in my head. I know I did
what?
I did
tell them. Come on, we need details, dang it.
Yeah, I did a adult version of I Dream of Jeannie. And I grew up watching that show and as I got older, like, I know somebody's fucking Jeannie. I don't know if it's Darren or the little friend that I always popping over, but it's somebody fucking Jeannie. you ain't telling me nothing. Yeah. I know if I had a female Jeannie, I don't even give a damn about the wishes. I'm finna knock her off a couple times. Yeah, so I did a adult version of that. I did the Beverly Hillbillies. That was fun for me.
The Beverly Hills. Who played Granny? Was Granny fucking in there?
And what was Granny doing? Oh, I know what Granny was doing. She was taking her teeth out. I can see it now.
If I remember right, I think it really wasn't focused around Granny too much. It was around Ellie Mae and Mr. Drysdale.
Oh, shoot. The dirty man.
Yeah.
Miss Drysdale. I hated her.
Mr. They was
shoot.
The worst. Miss Drysdale. What was that one that was in love with Jed? The little one. Not so little one, the nephew.
Jethro?
Jethro.
Jethro. Good.
Jethro Bodine. Yo, everybody is. The whole family.
Beverly Hillbillies. Lord. What
hey,
other TV show did you do? Let me find out you did the Brady Bunch too.
No.
Because Marshall was smashing Greg. Come on now, that was way too close.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do that. I did I just did Snow White and the Queen. I just finished writing that. That'll show up on Facebook in the next couple of days because
I will make sure you tag me in it. I'll be interested to read that.
Yep, no,
tag me too.
No problem, no problem. I put it somewhere.
Okay.
And I got you.
Okay, well, we have 15 minutes left tonight on the show. So I want you to tell everybody where they can reach you on social media, where they can get your books, come in book signings or anything like that that you have going on. Let everybody know.
I'm starting with me. You can reach me on Facebook, Avery Good, Instagram and Twitter. I'm the Good Scribe. I don't know if you all realize this, but everything I do is good. I'll be doing a signing here in Morrow, Georgia. In a couple of weeks, I'll be at the African Americans on the Move Awards on June 13th. After that, I'll be in Baton Rouge. After that, I'll be in Houston. And I'm trying to make my ass make a way to get down to St. Louis. So if you guys want to see me, just let me know. I mean, half car will travel.
Yeah, come up here to see us most definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the titles of your books?
I have Pillow Princess Part 1 and Pillow Princess Part 2. It is a series. It is crazy. I was told that Part 2 is a lot better than Part 1, and I'm in the process of finishing up this one book. It's called The Head Doctor. Oh, my God, it is so great. I'm just getting wet just thinking about it. It's a lot of erotica. I mean, it's 80% erotica, and then I think I might have a storyline off in there once they come up for air. I'm not quite sure. Yeah.
Do you
bad,
just write about men,
good.
Or do you write about men and women?
I write about men, women, women and women, men and men. I just write about sex. Yeah, I write about sex. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about sex, baby. I write it all.
Who was singing?
Okay. Not me this time. She always think I'm the one singing.
That was me, because I've got a song for everything. Wrote a song like, here it go. But that was me.
And what about you, Daryl?
Being that I work so damn much, it's the only place you really can find me is on Facebook at Daryl J. Johnson and author Daryl J. Johnson on Facebook. And next place I'll be is Harlem. And after that, I have no idea. Take everything one day at a time. And, my book titles, Mental Penetration, Climax, Cunning Linguist, Confession of the Bishop's Wife, A Matter of Interest, All Hallows Eve. I can't even think of all of them now.
Wow, that's a lot of
there's
titles.
A bunch of them. Everything's available on Amazon, Kindle, all that fun stuff, though.
Oh, okay.
All of that good stuff. Okay. Well, Tim, what's something that you want the readers to from your book at the end of the day, when they close that book and they say, okay, I'm done, what is it that you want them, what message do you want them to take away from reading your book?
I want my readers to, first off, I want them to say, Avery needs Jesus. I want them to say that. And then I want them to say, you know, wow, I've never read a story like that before, because it is always my goal to write original, creative, and witty, you know, topics. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. I want to, you know, always try to think outside of the box. So, yeah.
Okay. That's good. What about you, Daryl?
If anything, I would like my readers to try anything twice.
Mm.
try anything
twice.
You
like trisexual people, trisexual. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The first time you just experiment, but the second time you should know at least half of what you're doing, so it should be a little bit better. Then you should be able to make a informed opinion about whether or not that's something you like or something you don't like. Yeah, try anything twice. Because I like about shit anything. It don't matter.
Okay, well, Crystal May, do you have anything new coming, or do you have any events coming up, or, you know?
Well, I don't know. I won't say that I'm actually in a slump, but I just haven't really been feeling like writing lately. I don't know. It's pretty pathetic. I'm supposed to be working on Wealthy and Wicked 2, just in case Tress and them listening. I'm not. Anyway, I'm supposed to be, though. But this Saturday, if you're in St. Louis, you can come out and meet me and Jonna. And, of course, it's the third part to us, Shadra's Denise. We will be at Ice Cream Cakes and Cupcakes or something like that down on Cherokee and Jefferson.
And I'm upset about that. This vegan place, they sending me to a vegan cupcake place. How cruel is that?
Oh,
How you make a vegan cupcake?
It's, oh, my God. It's made out of vegan products, everything, which is good for me right now because I'm getting ready for Cancun, so I can't eat a lot of foolishness. So I don't feel that sad for her because I was going to be mad if she was eating a good sweet cupcake and I couldn't at least lick the icing, you know. So
I'm walking in from Schnucks with my own pack.
But trust me, she will. But come out and see us. It's on the south side. Cherokee and Jefferson. That's about it. You can catch us, Penetration After Dark in Urban Grapevine Magazine as well. The Penetration After Dark group. You can reach me on Facebook. Everything I do is I Am Chris Renee or Author Chris Renee, except for if you want the good Facebook stuff, my personal page is Crystal Barnett. Yeah, so that's all. I don't know. That's it. That's all I got. I don't have nothing else for y'all.
Hey.
Jonna.
Who said hey? Oh, me? Oh, you said Jay. Oh, okay. Jonna B. I'll be wherever Crystal Renee is at. Wherever she says she is, that's where I'm at. You know, we are as one now. We may as well just come out with Jonna and Crystal books from now on. We're as one. But, yeah, we have a book signing this Saturday. Oh, I have my new book coming out July 6th, Sins of Destruction, my first horror, thriller, erotic love story, all wrapped up in one good, juicy book. And you can reach me at, I don't know them URL things. I am Jonna B. on Instagram. Jonna B1 on Twitter. And girl, don't give me the line about Facebook. It's Jonna WMJ Brown or some to that effect. But yeah, that's me.
Right on.
What was that?
Well,
I said right
anything.
On.
Oh, I'm like, I'm
okay.
Just snickering over here because she's a fool.
Well,
Jonna is a complete fool. I'm just snickering. I was just actually thinking about a book idea that just came to my head that I may write. So we'll see. It'll be about Killa and Thick Red. So we'll see.
Oh,
what happens.
Lord. Girl. Okay.
So can
well,
I
we
ask
thank
you guys
all.
A question?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Ask us a question real quick. We have 5 minutes.
So what did y'all think about Queen Latifah's titties?
Think about the way.
I think her back was hunched over. They are big. She was fat. What do they expect people? What do people expect for her boobs to be doing?
Who?
Queen Latifah and Bessie. Did you see Bessie?
Oh, I didn't see it. No, but
well,
I heard
it was
talking about,
good.
I heard people talking about she has tiny areolas, and I felt bad because I do too. So I didn't see nothing wrong with that. So don't be making fun of people with small areolas. People are assholes, I tell you.
The movie
you
was
know
awesome,
what
they really
though.
Are.
It was really
it was,
good.
It was amazing. It was a very good movie. I mean, I don't talk about. I was like, oh my God, I love Queen.
they didn't look real to me. Her breasts didn't at first. I had to do a double take or whatever. I don't know why, but yeah, I don't know if it was the areola thing because like my areola's so damn big, they look like damn pancakes.
They were shiny. Were they just shiny to you? They were shiny to me, or something like they were greased up or something.
But like her whole upper torso was like greased. I mean, it was like she was slathered in oil, and I think that's what gave it the effect that it just wasn't, you know, real and stuff. I mean, they didn't look like mine. Shoot, y'all. Look, so I'm going to leave y'all with this, though. I'm going to leave y'all alone. But,
y'all
got
to Google Queen Latifah's titties.
You Google it? Did you just Google her breast? See, you know what? That's the problem with young people these days.
I work so much. I mean, I didn't know nothing about that. She pulled the titties out.
Yes. Well, you know what? Because I'm always doing something with the Wonder Twins or whatever. So in the morning, I'm going up to Libby Ray's and get me some more bras. It's these white chicks. They had this show on TLC called Double Divas. Yeah, I wear a 46N. I'm going to just let that marinate. I'm going to just sit there right there and be quiet.
Oh, what?
You wear a what?
To the N?
N is in Nancy.
Like almost at the end of the alphabet?
Yeah.
Jeez, I got to step my game up. I'm at the beginning
almost. N is in Nancy, but they have, like, the most, I mean, they have sexy bras and stuff. You know, thankfully my panties aren't that big, but, yeah, the Wonder Twins, they be out there, and then they be like, you know what, this is us. This is who we want to be. We just want to show the world who we are. So I got, like, date bras and stuff. If I bend over, they just spill out because they're supposed to, you know. And then I got my church bras where, you know, if I'm going to be shouting or something, I don't have to worry about them covering me up with no dang sheet.
Oh. Well, oh my damn.
Yeah, just pray for me. That's all I got to say about that.
I am. I'm going to step my game up because I'm like at the D, so pretty sad. But that's really it for us tonight. I think we lost Jonna because I don't see her anymore. So every week when we do this show, either I get lost or she get lost. That means St. Louis connection sucks. We both have Charter, and Charter sucks big time. But I would like to thank both of y'all for joining us tonight. Had a ball.
You're
welcome. I know we would. Make sure you check out these authors' books. Make sure you check out Wealthy and Wicked and Kiss of Death by myself. And then Jonna new book, Sense of Destruction, that scary shit, is coming soon. So I guess that's it, guys, and we will see you in 2 weeks. We don't have the topic yet of what we're going to talk about, but I'm thinking it'll be something fun, maybe about long-distance relationships or something like that, how to keep it spicy in a long-distance relationship. I don't know. Something like that. But have a good night, everybody. Love you all. Be good to yourself.
Love you too.
Because nobody else will do you like you, other than Jesus. Get to know him. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Take my clothes off.